Welcome to Happily Family. I'm Cecilia
And
Hilke,
I'm Jason Hilke.
and we are delighted today to have Sandy King with us. Sandy is a Whole Connections coach, master NLP practitioner, ICF certified coach and trainer, specializing in kids coaching connection and the empowerment dynamic. Through her groundbreaking program, Soul Parenting, she guides parents to transform their relationships with their children by addressing intergenerational patterns and guides families to change the cycles that are breaking them. Sandy is married and the parent of five young adults. Welcome, Sandy. It's great to have
Thanks
you.
for being here, Sandy.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start by asking you about something that was in your writings. You talked about when you were growing up, how you, as a young person, learned how to put yourself last, how to hold yourself back, forget the fun, don't stand out. All of these messages. But then you started to shift in your thinking and you realized that you didn't want to do those things any longer. So, like, what happened?
Wow. It's a good question. So I was going to say growing up, not growing up, having five children, I learnt, and it was a perpetuation of that early life lesson of you've got to put yourself last. When you've got five kids, and it was five kids under five, because I have two sets of twins and one in the middle, and a husband that worked for himself. It became a way of life where everybody else's needs came first. The kids, obviously, and in those dependent stages of their lives, that's what you do. And I absolutely adored it. I didn't want to change anything at that point. It also meant that my husband was earning good money, and I actually went into coaching. When the kids, the eldest were about 10-ish, so I've been coaching for like 12, 13 years now. But that was always, I used to talk about it being flexible. I'm a kids, youth and families coach that wants to be with their family, so it was very flexible and didn't take off too much, I must admit. But with that became something that worked at the time, became habit. Pattern and then the belief that what I needed to do was put everyone else first. So as the kids started getting older and needing me less, I think it's fair to say that I didn't upgrade my belief around what was expected of me. So I'd taken on a role and I'd almost got my identity stuck in the early parenting role where I had to give everything, the kids always came first. And so, as the kids started to leave home, so there's three out of home now, two at home, and we live 50 kilometres from town. So, those two that are home are still quite dependent in terms of getting around. It did also, there was periods of frustration and resentment that were beginning to build, I have to be honest, both towards my husband and at times, although it was less hard to acknowledge for myself towards my kids, that I used to, and I still at times do drop everything for them when it's needed and when it's appropriate. But I was doing that so habitually and without any conscious awareness that it was building a resentment and an anger in me towards the role that I had created for myself, in essence. And because it suited those around me, it suited my family for me to always be there for them. It suited my husband to always have everything ready as it needed to be for him to be able to go out and, he was international speaker, trainer, and away a lot. So I held a lot. On one level, that made me feel really capable and confident and independent to a large degree. But what I began to realize was that it was eating away not only at my contentment, because I knew that there was more for me, and I was stuck in old patterns of giving without boundaries, that I knew I needed to pull back. And I think you guys are familiar with Esther Perel, but she has that beautiful quote about, I hope to have about six marriages in my life. Hopefully, all to the same person.
Yes.
And I was realizing for myself, I need one of these identity shifts, and these relationships need to shift. And it wasn't necessarily in my kids' or husband's mind that this needed to shift, because what I was doing was working for them. So I felt like a bad person in wanting to think about me a bit more. So that was a real catalyst for me. I felt a growing resentment, but at the same time, whenever I asked to do anything, my husband was completely, "Oh my God, yes, please, yes, go and do it, because then I'll feel less guilty about being away so much." Or my kids were like, "Yes, mum, you should be doing that. You're such a good mum, and you should be out there supporting other people." So there was all the support in the world, but I didn't know how to speak up for myself.
Yeah. So how did you start to make this shift? Because I can imagine a lot of people listening to this conversation right now, and it's easy to get caught up in the early parenting intensiveness, and to not feel like you can shift, or to know that you need to, but not know how to take those first steps. What would you say to somebody who wants to take those first steps and to be a person also, in addition to a parent?
One of the conscious early steps that I remember, and so this could, support people when they're thinking about what can I do, was I had a passion. It was coaching, and there was some training on. And this particular training was a really long day one with not many breaks, and it required that I let my kids know that I was not available. And I've got a range of kids. We all do. I have kids that have experienced levels of anxiety. I've got a couple of kids that have dyslexia, and there's a, not they've all, achieved incredible things. However, at this point in time, I had this training I wanted to attend. My daughter knocked on the door and said, "Can I talk?" I said, "I can't really. I'm in this training, and I don't, it's really amazing training that I didn't want to miss." And she was kind of teary. When she came back, or when I finished the training and went out to her, she was like, "Mom, Mom, I did it. I did it. I can't believe it. I did it all by myself, and I'm so proud of myself." And it just hit me, and I thought, "Oh my gosh, my energy of thinking that I need to be there for her and that I didn't have boundaries could well have been holding her back just as much as I was holding myself back." And so, what I would say to a parent that's looking to shift that dynamic a little bit was find something you're passionate about and you believe in, and just try doing it differently. Try saying no, because often, I think almost every time that I make a shift that's good for me, the ripple effect in my kids and my family has been exponentially better than I could have expected, because they needed that shift too. And because I had the courage to take the step, they were able to get the ripple effect as well. And we can't expect, younger kids to know when that time is right for them. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I would just say, what's going to benefit you is actually going to benefit your kids too.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about that, because we often say that parenting and being a business owner are like these gateways to personal development, right? Like, I didn't think that when we were going into parenting originally. Like, I knew it would be some work, but I didn't realize how much I was going to change and how much it was going to call of me to really be looking inwardly. And I think almost it's maybe like it's almost a trap of sorts that this kind of parenting that we talk about, where it's so people are so conscious of what they're doing with their kids, and they're trying to be so aware and mindful and
Intentional.
intentional. And, I'd say pretty much probably everyone at this conference is in that place as well, that as a result, we put so much energy and so much attention on that, that we forget that we also have to take care of ourselves, right? We like so intentional about how we're parenting, what we're doing with the family, what we're doing with the kids, and we kind of forget ourselves and lose ourselves in that process. So I appreciate the way you just identified like how that helps the whole family. It's not just helping you out, it helps out the whole family. It's in everyone's best interest to be taking care of yourself in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the another practitioner that I've heard, when I first came across you guys, I thought, oh, they know Esther Perel and they know Terry Real. They must be good. Is Terry Real and his relational empowerment notion. And I weave that in with radiant relational empowerment, because when we truly get to know our own divine power in terms of our kind of, what can come up, the essence of who we are when we have a calm and regulated nervous system is so powerful. And if we can nurture that in ourselves and in our children, then the relational empowerment that comes from that is just phenomenal. And the relationships that I have now with my kids and with my husband, having gone through the hard work of trying to understand more about myself and calm my own nervous system more and more, has is beyond beyond what the mass culture promotes or even lets us know is possible. So I would say that, there's so many different models of parenting, and there's so many, like, there's skills and things that we should do, and we should this and we should that. There's so many external measures of what is success in terms of parenting or life. And I suppose what I invite people to do is to actually hold in at least equal balance the internal and the external measures of success. So the I my program's called Parenting Inside Out, or it, some of the language that I use is that. And it's about, hold yourself within and listen to yourself. Because unless we feel as individuals really seen, heard, and known, then our ability to see, know, and hear the individual brilliance of our children is compromised unless we can do it for ourselves as well.
Yeah, and Sandy, I wonder if you can give an example of what this looks like, because I could imagine people listening, and it sounds a little maybe hard to grasp. Like, what is divine power? How do you hold yourself still? What am I listening for exactly? If you're new to these concepts, what does that actually look like? Do you have some ideas?
So what I might do, I might share a tiny story of a client that I met for the first time yesterday, and then maybe take you through like a 2 or 3 minute reflection that will help us to see that for ourselves. So yesterday I met a client for the first time. She's 10 years old. It was online. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. A lot of my kid work is face to face. But this was online, and I had worked with her sister 12 years prior. So, her big sister 12 years prior. So, the family knew me a bit, but I didn't know this girl. Anyway, after towards the end of our session, she was talking about maybe she's depressed, maybe she's got ADHD, all kinds of things. But at one point, I used the language of, it sounds like you just want to be seen. Because parents were splitting up, and there's, a whole lot of other things going on in her life, and she just was feeling like she's not being seen and known for who she is. And so for her, that's, where it can show up in a kid. What I would then do, not necessarily with her parent, it would be up to them if they were open to it, but what I do for myself, there are two things I'd like to share. One is invite you as individuals to take on a maybe a 30-minute maybe that's too much, but a couple of minutes a day, a personal support routine. And that means to support the emotional, the physical, and the mental body. Because we are, people talk about mind, body, spirit, but we are a trinity of things that come together in who we are. So every morning, if possible, what I would encourage you to do is to ask. And so this kind of comes together. And maybe we just do it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes or anything, but save this for later. So I'd like you to just let's take a few breaths in. We'll take three breaths for the count of three in and five out. So in, two, three, and out for five, two, three, four, five. And in, two, three, and out, two, three, four, five. And in, two, three, and out, two, three, four, five. And as you just sit there in the presence of your own body now, and just focus on trying to just tune in to what is within your physical realm. And I want you to ask yourself, what does my ment my sorry, we'll start with physical. What does my physical body need right now? And as you sit with that, just asking yourself, asking your body, what do I need right now? Sometimes for me, it's like, oh yeah, I do need to get up and get out. I need to go for that walk. Sometimes it's, I need a cold plunge. Sometimes it's, I actually need sleep. I just really want to sleep more. Or maybe I want to dance. But just think about what that is for you. And note that in your mind. And now, I want to ask you, what does your emotional body need right now? Sometimes for me, I need a cry. Sometimes I just need some nurturing time, and I might commit to 10 minutes or 20 minutes of doing some of my rag rug weaving. Sometimes put on music, play music. Maybe you want to sing something that stimulates your emotion and acknowledges your emotional body for what it is. And finally, what does your mental body need right now? Sometimes for me, that's I can't take in anything new. I just need to let everything that's been happening in the last few days digest. Sometimes it's, I need some stimulation. I'm feeling a bit bored. And I might be trying to think, oh, what's my book that I'm reading at the moment? Often, and it's up to you, but often I will also ask myself, what does my spiritual body need right now? And by spiritual body, I sometimes think of it as my energetic body. Sometimes I feel really scattered and I might need to do some breath work. Sometimes I'm feeling really calm and I just want to bask in the glory of feeling the pleasure of sun on my body and just expanding, knowing that I am a part of this universe. I am the water and the water is me. And maybe it's just I need to connect in with the oneness of life. So that's just four questions that, as you come to a close in your reflections right now, that I ask myself. I try to ask myself every day. Welcome to open your eyes when you're ready. And, I actually got a tattoo for the first time earlier this year, and it's got the numbers 3, 20, 61. And those numbers for me represent 3 is 3 seconds. The first 3 seconds of what comes into your mind is your intuitive knowing. Go with that. The 20 is, I think I said 3, 20, 60, 1. The 20 is in that next 20 seconds, make a decision that's right for you from that. So when you went into yourself and ask yourself, what does my physical body need? If it's a walk, in that next 20 seconds, commit to yourself, right, that's it, I'm going for a walk today. 60 for me refers to 60 minutes, and that's I will take action, some kind of action towards what I've just made a decision about in the next 60 minutes. So it might be ringing up the gym and finding out how much it is to join the gym, or it might be in my emotional questioning, what do I need right now? I need to talk to my mum. It might be ringing my mum, or, so just taking some action each time. And the one refers to repeat this every day. So that's what I would invite people
Yeah.
to.
I love that. I like the 3, 20, 60, and 1. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that experience. Thank you for leading us through that.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I'm thinking all about the stuff I thought about as you were talking through that. It's like,
Right.
oh, okay. Well, I can definitely take action on those things. And it was good for me to recognize some of that. Kind of confirmed some things that have been kind of rolling around in my head. In particular, like the book that I'm reading right now is pretty intense. I need to take a break from that. I need something that's a little lighter. That was really evident, and I really need to do some meditation. I really enjoy mindfulness meditation, and my spirit and kind of my emotions both need that right now. So that was really nice and a nice awareness for me.
Yeah. And I want to speak to that. There could be people listening to this and they're like, Sandy, you're crazy because I don't have time for this. I've got young kids, or I've tried to create a little bit time space for myself and my partner's saying no, or my kids are bouncing off the walls. What's your response to that parent who really wants this, knows what to do, but can't quite get it
Or
done?
they're stuck on the time
They're
piece. That's
stuck. Yeah, it
the
feels like
thing.
they don't have enough time.
Well, right now I just want to give them a big hug.
Yeah.
Like I was there with five under five at home at one point in time. And I suppose I want to share my lesson or my learning from that time is that I wish I just remembered what I loved. And even if I wasn't able to do it at the time, remember what makes me feel alive. Because I let that go for a long time. It's really taken a while to rediscover what makes me feel alive. So, if at all possible, maybe it's just in your mind at the moment. Maybe, they say that our imagination is as vivid as experiencing it. So, maybe it's just what you think about when you go to bed. When you're dropping off and you're exhausted, remember the last time that you. I don't know. We're surfing, whatever it might be that feels so foreign to your life now. I really would encourage you to try and think of it last thing before you go to sleep, because what we do know too, scientifically, is that the last thing you think about before you go to sleep is what your unconscious mind will be playing with while you're asleep. And therefore, you're more likely to wake up with a bit more refreshed. So, yeah, I really honor what you're going through right now. And I love you for giving so much to your kids. And to not forget that when those little bits of time do begin to emerge, perhaps when kids are starting to go to school, or just try and remember yourself and your loves and pursue that, because that's one of the paths back to holding yourself and reinventing yourself for the next phase of parenting or partnering, whatever it might be.
Love that.
I love it. I love that advice for folks. Thank you for sharing this with us. Thanks for leading us through that. As we're wrapping up here, do you have
Yeah.
any final words or anything that you'd like to leave us with?
I suppose just the little piece that I haven't, it's not so little, but the piece that I haven't spoken to, and I'll make it short, is just that how we be in relationship with ourself is a reflect is reflected in how we be in relationships outside of us. So the more compassionately and the more you can see, know, and honor yourself, the more you can see, know, and honor your kids and your partner. And that was, you know, really the catalyst for me to do this big, the work that I've done, is because I knew how special my kids and my husband are to me. And I knew that if I didn't do this work, if I didn't care for myself first, or, you know, care for myself and check in with myself as I make other decisions in the outer world, then I would be losing them. So I really encourage you to honor you so that you can honor the people you love.
Yeah, that's a deep topic. We could definitely talk about that on a whole nother time. I'm glad you bring
Yeah.
that up.
And what you said that I want to highlight is that it's actually beyond just like taking care of yourself so you can show up for your kids. It's take care of yourself so you don't lose your kids.
Yes. Yep. Or your marriage.
Yeah. And I don't think I've heard that before from anybody. So
Oh, wow.
I like that.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Well, thank you. Thanks for spending the time with us here. For people that want to know more about you and know what all they could tap into that you have, what would be the best way for them to do that?
I think given we did just a bit of a reflective time before, and that's what I was going to do a recording for that, maybe I do have a short training that I'd be love to share with people that probably offers a bit more of the practical side behind what I've been talking about. So
Okay,
yeah, love that.
great. So we'll include a link to that free training in the speaker notes so people can click on that and they can get in touch with you and follow up about that free training. That's awesome. Thank you for offering that. And
My
thank you for
pleasure.
spending the time with us here and everyone here in the conference. And look forward to a follow-up conversation with you, especially about that last topic that you kind of dropped there at the end. That's awesome. And we'd love to talk to you more about that. Okay, thank you very
Yeah.
much.
It's been an absolute honor, and I really appreciate everything you do for the world of parenting and those of us that are trying to give to that world too. It's remarkable. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you for what you contribute to the world of parenting too.
Yes. And we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.